The journal Nature is running a piece in its latest issue about the fact that six universities here offer degrees in homeopathy. Students are awarded a BSc Bachelor of Science degree, despite the lack of hard scientific evidence that homeopathy works, and many academics think that's wrong. Our science correspondent Tom Fielden is with us in the studio. Tom, basic question, I suppose, but what exactly is homeopathy, and what does science currently think of it?
Well, if you look up homeopathy in the dictionary, you find it's based on a principle that diseases can be treated using drugs or chemicals that produce the same symptoms as the condition you're trying to treat. So, for example, arsenic, which in low doses causes shortness of breath, has been used by homeopaths for hundreds of years, actually, to treat things like asthma. The problem is there's no real evidence offered to support this principle. It's just an assertion. And that's where scientists have an issue with homeopathy as a medical discipline. A review of clinical trials of homeopathic remedies recently published in The Lancet concluded that homeopathy was no better than placebo in terms of its impact on patients. And other studies have shown that homeopathic treatments are often so diluted there's actually not a single molecule of the active ingredient present in some of the remedies. And now, of course, we've been here before. Last May, some of the country's leading doctors and medical academics criticised the NHS for spending taxpayers' money on homeopathy, arguing that because budgets are inevitably limited, some patients were going without proven conventional treatments or were spending longer on waiting lists. But, of course, homeopathy does have its supporters, including Prince Charles, who argued in a speech to the World Health Assembly last year that in the ceaseless rush to modernise, many beneficial approaches were being cast aside.
Many thanks, Tom. Well, David Peters is the Professor of Integrated Healthcare at Westminster University. He joins us, as does David Cahoon, Professor of Pharmacology at the University, at University College London. Morning to you both. David Peters, I suppose even some of those who believe there might be something in what you do, or in homeopathy rather, might say that that's all very well, but a BSc degree is not appropriate in the light of the scientific doubts about the field that we've just heard about.
Yeah, I think scientific doubts are good, and science is based on doubts. But as far as there being no evidence, it's nothing like true. Since 1995, there have been about 120 randomised controlled trials of homeopathy in peer-reviewed journals, and around 50% of these have been positive, and only a tiny proportion negative. The rest inconclusive, and there have been four big reviews, three of which were positive, and the latest one, which was negative, has been widely criticised. People bounce around their fights about meta-analyses a great deal, but
in short, you think there's enough serious science around the subject to justify the granting of BSc degrees in this area?
There's enough science and there's enough clinical experience to say something is going on in homeopathy, and although I agree it may offend scientists, and it offends me, and I know it's implausible that minute doses of poison can stimulate healing responses, but in the clinical setting something's going on, and in the clinical trial setting it seems that many of the trials tell us that it's more than placebo.
David Cahoon, you've got a bit of a bee in your bonnet about this subject thing, haven't you?
Well, I do think it's a bit thick when people offer degrees in science that simply aren't science, and that stuff about the evidence is a bit of shameless cherry-picking, I'm afraid, David Peters. I checked up on the National Electronic Library of Complementary Medicine last night, something which you assemble. I looked at the 38 entries in homeopathy, and not a single one of them concluded there was any sound evidence for it. That's your own outfit.
But if it is an area that people do take seriously, which it is, and which some people think helps, what's wrong with studying it, which is all we're really talking about here? We're not necessarily arguing about whether it's a good thing or not. We're just saying it's a perfectly legitimate thing for people to have degrees in. Just a moment, David, please. I'll come to you in a second. No, go ahead, David Coon. The question was directed at you.
Yes, I think if you find there's something in it, then you can offer degrees in it. You can't offer degrees in it before you've found there's anything there to